listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Oh, my goodness. How sad is this? I'm reading from the news. Headline is devastation as two mills close with hundreds of jobs on the line. Hundreds of jobs in Ruhopahu district are on the chopping block as distressed families grapple with the shock and fear of lost incomes. Ruhopahu's Winstone pulp and timber mills halted production earlier this month as New Zealand's electricity prices skyrocketed. At the time, New Zealand's wholesale electricity price was about 15 times more than the Australian average, with Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters calling it an energy crisis. After the temporary two-week shutdown, Winstone Chief Executive Mike Ryan confirmed he planned to shut two mills indefinitely. Devastation, and this is just a start. And what's the cause of it? Oh, it's high energy prices. Why do we have high energy prices? Because we're trying to stop global change, climate change. And we're making it impossible to develop our energy resources. In fact, government policy for years and years and years has been to put prices up for energy, put petrol prices up, put gas prices up, put coal prices up, put electricity prices up, put the cost of agricultural produce up, everything to go up. Why? To discourage us from burning fossil fuels, which fuel our entire economy. The shocking thing is that anyone is surprised, because this is government policy. They want to put the price up of energy so we use less of it. And in using less of it, we release less carbon dioxide. And they know that you could shut New Zealand down entirely, it would make no difference. Funny enough, you could shut the whole world down, it would make no difference. So families have to suffer. Men and women have to lose their jobs. Families come under more stress. And the politicians have the audacity to talk about it as like it's a problem that just is an act of God. This is an act of man. And anyone that supports the emissions trading scheme, anyone that supports the UN on combating climate change, anyone that supports stopping energy production to slow down the warming of the planet, what nonsense. That is this thinking that has caused these job losses, and it's just a start. New Zealand has abundant resources, abundant energy resources. We could be so rich. And we hobble along impoverished. Two mills closed because of high energy prices. Government policy is to have high energy prices. That's what our global emissions target means. This is what our commitment to, quote, fighting climate change means. It means high prices for energy. That's the point. It's not a bug. It's the very feature of it. I wish I could say it was just the Greens that caused this. But nope. Labour, National, the ACT Party, New Zealand First, they're all in on it. And until we say, let's put New Zealand people first, let's provide for New Zealanders, number one. Let's forget about all these mad treaties that stupid politicians on the cocktail circuit and flash dues around the world sign, and do what is sensible, which is to develop our resources and to do so in a way that cares for the environment, makes us richer, and makes our natural environment better. All of that can be done. You just have to realize that climate change is a hoax. Every prediction has blown up with a bang. And the skeptics who were there from the very start of this were right all along. Do that, we wouldn't have lost those 2 mils. And like I say, sadly, this is just a start. But our politicians and our bureaucrats, oh, they'll weep, say how much they care. But by their actions, we know them. And they're safe. And it was their actions that put those men and those women out of work and put those families into such devastating circumstances. And those families voted for these politicians because our legacy media won't, can't, is incapable of explaining the connection between the job losses and energy policy and the policy on climate change. Our newspapers won't even debate it. Oh, the science is settled. Rubbish. In fact, if it's settled, it's settled against it. Oh, dearie me. They're knaves, all of them. The media, the politicians, and the bureaucrats for backing the stuff, hurting people every day. They don't care. Send me a text 2057, email me inbox at rallycheck.radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.